Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's the right way for the Bears to address their offensive line crisis? Chalk it up to another play one and the best edge rushing tandems in the NFL. Make as many changes as are feasible or just commit to moving the pocket and coaching Caleb Williams to get rid of the ball quicker. Can that be fixed?
You've got to write it out at this point. There are no Pro Bowl caliber offensive linemen on the street. There are no obvious solutions on other teams. There are no obvious solutions in your building. But you have to be creative in your approach and find the balance between trying different things while understanding that there are limited options. You do have Kerron Amagaji, who is your third-round draft pick at tackle. Maybe you take a look at him. I don't know where he is health-wise. Does anybody? I think you have to consider moving Tevin Jenkins to the right side to at least do something well. I think it's unorthodox, maybe an overreaction, but Tevin Jenkins next to Darnell Wright worked a couple seasons ago, and then they made him a left guard, and they went out and they got Nate Davis, who is here and playing only because, mostly because, Ryan Bates is injured. You have a mandate to fix your offensive line because, or adjust your offensive play calling because it is limiting the growth of your quarterback. And that is a sin you can't commit if you're Shane Waldron. You've got to find a way to schematically help your offensive line protect and to protect your quarterback's health moving forward. Sacked 7 times, felt like 17. Caleb Williams is a tough guy. We don't need to prove it every week. You have an opportunity here with the Packers, or I'm sorry, the Colts defense to run the football. The Packers gained 261 yards rushing. I'm going to repeat that. 261 yards rushing against the Colts. They had 237 of those in the first half. The Bears can run the ball against the Colts. Run the ball against the Colts. Find a way to set up play action, slow down the pass rush a tick, and throw the ball down the field. So you don't get so many people in the box and every defensive back doesn't feel like he's not going to get beat deep. Try to beat somebody deep. It's a complicated, elaborate plan, but you've got to address something. You can't stand pat.
Cannot stand pat. You know, they'll let us know that Ryan Bates is out and missing. He went on the IR, right? So he's going to miss at least 4 games. So that's somebody that they were counting on to be part of their starting five. Run the ball against the Colts. Commit to the run. Coach better, play better. The offensive linemen need to, you know, challenge each other, because that's what you do on an offensive line. You can challenge each other, push each other a little bit. They've just got to get better, and they've got 6 days, I guess, to get that done.
I don't know how much better they can get, and I just hope the opponent becomes worse, right? That's your only hope, is that the Colts are as bad as they looked by losing to Green Bay to Malik Willis. I mean, that is unbelievable. And you're right. The Packers ran the ball, and they found a way to win a game without their quarterback. So it was pretty interesting to see that happen. And I don't know what to say about this problem, because, you know, you want to know how to fix it. Well, you need to find a time machine, build a time machine, and go back. The time to fix it is long gone. You know, the time to fix it is in the off season, and they didn't. They didn't. They made basically one move. They got Ryan Bates, and he was going to be the solve whatever problems they had. And guess what? That didn't work. He's hurt, and he's not going to be back for a while. He didn't have enough time to kind of convert to center, which is what their plan was, because he's been injured. And now I don't know what the answer is. I like the idea of maybe moving Tevin Jenkins. You know, Olin in the pregame talked about this idea of trying to load up on one side of the ball, put your tight end out there as an extra lineman, and try to run the ball. You know, create a one grouping of your best players and run the damn football behind
them. Did he mention Jenkins?
He mentioned moving Tevin Jenkins in that, and then creating just sort of this super side to the line.
I also think we need to make a vow as a show, as a maybe a football city, which is ridiculous because nobody's ever going to agree on this. But the next time the Bears have a top pick or a first-round pick or a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
And the debate is between wide receiver, who I think Roma Dunze is going to be a tremendous pro.
Yes.
But if the debate is between skill.
He wanted to trade up for him, by the way.
Or strength.
Yeah.
Or talent. I think you want to lean toward line, because you're going to regret it later if you don't.
Can I say that of all the great things we have said about polls, maybe the one thing we haven't mentioned enough is that for an offensive lineman, and they did dig out some tape of him playing during that show, the Hard Knock show, he doesn't do a very good job of finding offensive linemen.
No, he has not.
For an offensive lineman whose best friend / assistant is also an offensive lineman, they don't do a very good
job. It's like they were wide receivers. It's like both guys were quarterbacks. It's like they both were guys who didn't spend their college careers with their hand in the dirt, blocking and protecting. I don't understand that. Year three, and you're still waiting for the Ryan Poles offensive line imprint.
Well, I mean, you know, just look at how they've put the group together, right? They drafted Darnell Wright. You know, we'll see.
Check.
They drafted a guy with a first-round pick.
Right. That was all good. Right?
They've kept Braxton Jones, who was drafted in, what, the fifth round? I'm just saying.
They could have upgraded there, frankly.
They could have upgraded there.
Maybe
they did with Thamagaji, but he's not able to play yet. They went out and got Nate Davis. That's a giant shrug.
Bad money. It's money, but it's bad money.
It's bad money. You went to free agency. Then you went and got Ryan Bates because you didn't like what was going on with Nate Davis.
Incomplete.
Actually, you thought you'd get a center.
Incomplete with Ryan Bates. Too injured to tell.
And you hung on to Tevin Jenkins. And now, you know.
I like Tevin Jenkins.
Sheldon Coleman was a guy that you got as a backup in case your plan to start at center didn't work. So he's played the position before. Hard to tell, though.
Of all those moves, though, the one that raises the eyebrows the most is that Ryan Poles, offensive line guru, so to speak, supposedly, reportedly guru, gave all that money to Nate Davis. Didn't vet him, didn't see this in him, and that's costing him now.
Got a guy that everybody said doesn't want to play, right? Isn't that what I mean, everything you've heard.
That could be true.
Talking to people from Tennessee, but whatever it was.
There's also evidence on tape that he can't play.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There's the double whammy.
Whether he wants to or not.
He doesn't want to play.
He can't right now.
And he couldn't anyway.
Ugh.
It's a rough one.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.